Okay. Yvette Stalen's interviewing Mighty Pye at Halsey Manor on the 1st December,
hey.
2014. Maddie, you have some history with Halsey. Tell me a bit.
Well, it's sort of just one occasion, but it was back in the 60s with Tim Hart. And I remember that we came here, but I can't for the life of me remember what, but Tony Foxworthy seems to ring a bell. I seem to think it was something to do with Tony that we came here. I don't know if we were doing a course or if we just did a concert. I suspect we might have done a concert. But I remember the gardens. That comes back. But the main thing I remember was that we went to the local pub, the Carew Arms, is it? And in those days, we would stay with people as we travelled around the world. And we'd stay in people's houses to do the gigs, and they would throw us out at 8 o'clock in the morning when they went off to work. And so we would spend all day kind of going around. We were very keen on graveyards. We used to look at graveyards quite a lot, look at and do brass rubbing and all that kind of thing. And I was very interested, and we'd go around museums and what have you. But of course, come lunchtime, we'd go to the pub and we'd go and play darts. And that was kind of what we did. And what I remember about being here at Halsey was at the Carew Arms, we had a game of darts. And for the first time, I threw this dart and it hit the floor. And Tim said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I don't know." And I threw another dart and it went way up in the air. And I could not hit the dartboard at all. And I've never been able to throw a dart since. And apparently this is a thing that happens to dart players. It's something about letting go of the dart. And I suddenly couldn't let go of the dart at the right time. And so I was quite interested to know that professional dart players get it as well. They can suddenly lose it. So that was my memory, really. And it stuck in my mind alongside of that strange event.
And when would that be roughly, Maddie?
It's got to be 60, 65, 66, I would say, probably something
so
like that.
So early on in your career?
Really early on, yes. Oh. It was when Tim and I were travelling around the folk clubs, which we did for about 4 years before Steely began. And I'd done a year before that on my own with the banjo. So, yeah, I travelled for about a year with a banjo. And I remember that my decision to sort of do this was that I did, the only other work I've ever done was a week in a wimpy bar. And I got £10 for doing a week in a wimpy bar. And I got £8 for doing a gig on my own with a banjo. And I thought, I'll do this for a bit. And that was it.
And how did you come to Halsey, as it were? What was the reason?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I can't remember. I know that we came, but I've no idea why. As I say, whether it was a concert, whether we were doing a course, I can't imagine that though. Mm. But it was all very, very small time and low key in those days. The folk world was in the back of pubs. Those are the gigs we were doing. Mm. Down here, we often played in churches as well. Funnily enough, I remember in Barnstable we played in churches, and when I did a clog dance on somebody's grave. So those kind of memories, it was very day to day. We were kind of, Tim and I were in a Morris Traveller, you know, that half-timbered car, as it were. And that was the life for about 4 years until we joined Steely, which was, came out of the blue, as it were.
Yeah, terrific. Well, thank you very much. It's just a short memory of Halsey, but that's precisely what we want. Yeah, you've been back, obviously, this time.
Yeah, this is the first time I've been back since. I don't know why I've not been here since. It seemed to sort of, in fact, I thought it was sort of something that was then, because obviously I went into the sort of pop world in essence, and moved out of the folk world for a while, although I still did traditional music, but we sort of lost touch with it a bit. So I assumed it was kind of in that world and that I'd lost it. And then I thought it had just disappeared. And then I suddenly saw it appearing on the back of the magazine, the FDSS magazine. I thought, it's still going. Oh, it's got lots of courses on.
And you do lots of courses as well, I know, don't you?
We do. We do up in the north. Yeah.
And where do you live?
I live in North Cumbria. Right. So it's right under the fells. And we again, it's the same sort of thing as here, that there are people that come regularly and come every year, two or three times a year, and they just like the, and there's a whole little community called the Barnstoners, who are kind of their own little group now. And it's been very good to do, really good, and people really enjoy it. They love, yeah. And it's what I think is that it's 3 days, because we do weekends. It's 3 days when you get right out of your life and you're totally overtaken with something that you love doing. But you, I mean, most people don't get the chance to sing for 3 days, you know, and they love it. They love it. It's great fun, and we eat very well.
I think that's the essence of Horsley, actually. It's that time away.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that you kind of immerse yourself, suddenly you go, and then when you come back, your world is kind of slightly different because you've suddenly gone, right, you know, but it's not too long, because if it's too long, then that's, you've got to take time out from your life, whereas this is just a short break, and I think they're very valuable to people.
Yeah. So this is my last question, Maddie. Just thinking about Halsey, the future, your work. I mean, do you think there'll be any more connections with Halsey in the future?
Well, I'm hoping so. They're asking me to be an ambassador, which would be really good. Yeah. And it would be lovely to have links and kind of, you know, with, because I've got getting the EFDS gold badge as well, which is sort of like links us all together. And it's a world that's kind of personal and involved, and we're all passionate about this stuff, you know, this English folk thing, and in all its different forms, you know, and it's so I'm hoping it'll be very beneficial for all of us. I think it'd be great.